guess first I'll ask when you watch Michigan State on their defense, what stands out to you the most as far as how talented they are and why they've been as good as they've been statistically?
Oh, they're big, very big, athletic, and they play hard. We haven't gone against anybody that's big yet, so we'll see how we do.
Saturday, you see that they have a game. Are you paying any attention at all to that when you have that opportunity to just kind of unwind, or is that just something that you're just like, we'll worry about it? Cause when
I didn't watch it. I was out hunting, so.
That was what Brandon said, too. You guys go together?
Yeah.
How'd you use the bye week?
We watched a lot of tape, or I did. I watched a lot of tape. Got a lot of relaxation. Try to make sure I was still on top of things with school, get school back in order, and about it.
So you step out of football then a little bit?
We had practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday was just running, but for the most part, yeah, I got to get away from it for a little bit. So
at Michigan State, and first real road game, obviously, for you guys, communication, it's going to be loud. How do you simulate that in practice as far as getting checks down the line, things like that?
In the past, we haven't done it yet, being we haven't been on the road, literally. And in the past, they've played music, so we have to make sure everybody hears what's going on, and then we can practice, make sure we're loud and make sure everybody knows what they're doing.
How much of an introduction do you get to Michigan State during the bye week? And I ask because obviously it's different from, okay, you're just finding out in a normal game week.
I mean, we individually watched a lot of tape, and then we had a little walkthrough on Thursday, and then in Sunday we had an actual practice day against them. So
how do you play, or I guess how do you handle a team that basically has such aggressive linebackers? I mean, they play gap control, obviously. They'll crash gaps. Looked like they did on Saturday, and they didn't make any bones about it. It's, we're coming, can you pick us up in time? And what type of challenge does that type of defense present?
You just got to know, be ready to go when it comes. I mean, in pass plays they have this double plug and WAMX, we call it, and so be stout when they're coming in hard like that, and be ready for them to run in the run game, ready for them to run over top of the double teams that we try to set up. So,
what does it take? I mean, the difference between pass blocking and run blocking, obviously you're just sitting back and you're just absorbing blow after blow until, according to James, he's got a three-second clock that he needs to get rid of it. How long does it take an O-lineman to really get pass blocking down at the start of each season?
You never do.
Really?
Yeah, you're always trying to get better. I mean, you never get it figured out. You're always, there's a lot of things you can always get better at, so.